Hey Liverpool fans, have you seen the latest release? At Anfield Index, we've teamed up with Liverpool FC to announce that the brand new 24-25 LFC Nike home kit and anthem jacket are out now, and they're hotter than ever. The brand new kit pays homage to the legendary Rome 1984 side, featuring sleek pinstripe detailing that brings a touch of history to our modern game. Whether you're cheering from the cop or watching from home, you'll feel the spirit of the Reds coursing through every stitch. The best part? You can grab yours today. The new kit and training range are available in official stores, online, and through the LFC store app. Don't wait, order now and be ready to show your Liverpool pride and style. Get your hands on the new 24-25 LFC home kit and anthem jacket today. Let's make this season unforgettable. You'll never walk alone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to The Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC on a Tuesday where not a whole lot is going to be happening because we don't have a midweek game because we were bounced out of Europe by a very average Atalanta team where we've nothing really to look forward to because our league campaign is as good as over. And there's no cups left for us to compete in. So we can just have a look at the main Liverpool websites today. And the main piece on This Is Anfield is a piece about the Kop's last stand. 30 years since Anfield's carnival atmosphere farewell. 30 years ago today, Liverpool bid farewell to the most famous stand in world football as the Kop was rebuilt following Lord Justice Taylor's report into Hillsborough. On April the 30th, 1994, Liverpool supporters stood on the original Spion Kop for the final time as they played Norwich in a match that for many marks a moment that football changed. Really nice piece here by Sam Milne. Would recommend everybody getting onto that one. On that day, they estimate about 16,000 people stood on the Kop for 3 p.m. Saturday kickoff against Norwich. At its peak, 28,000 people would regularly watch from the Kop. That is incredible to think about. Tickets for the Kop on that final day were £4.50. Genuinely amazing to think about. Jeremy Goss of Norwich scored the only goal of the game. Yeah. That was a decent Norwich team. You had Sutton and Okoko up front. Was Ruel Fox would have still been there, wouldn't he? I'd imagine Ruel Fox would have been on a wing. Norwich were pretty good at the time. Like, they were a team that were competing at the upper end of the Premier League in a couple of seasons back in the early days. Whereas we were not very good at all. But yeah, that Norwich team, that would have been, was it that year or the next year that they played in Europe? They played Bayern and they played Inter Milan, and probably the best that they've had in quite a while. But yeah, that was 30 years ago today. Actually, let's just pull up this Norwich squad quickly and see if I'm right. I think Ruel Fox was still there. I don't think he'd gone to Toon by that point. I think he went like 2 years later to Newcastle. I could be wrong. Hang on, let's check. Yeah, so that year they finished 12th, but they'd been in Europe. They'd gotten to the third round of the UEFA Cup. The season before, which was the first season of the Premier League, they finished third. Their European run that year, they played Vitesse Arnhem and beat them 3-0 in aggregate. They played Bayern Munich and beat them 3-2 in aggregate. Beat them 2-1 away. Beat them 2-1 away in the old Olympic Stadium in Munich. And then a 1-1 draw at Carrow Road. And then they played Inter Milan. They lost both legs 1-0. Brian Gunn was in that team. Mark Bowen. Ian Culverhouse. Efan Okoku. Gary Megson. Mark Robbins now doing a tremendous job as manager of Coventry. Adiak and Bai was a young striker back then. You'd Chris Sutton, Okoko. You'd Ian Butterworth, Robert Ullathorn. These names just they do spark good memories. And then Ruel Fox, who actually left at the end of this season. At the end of this season, went to Newcastle and then went to Spurs a year later. I always liked Ruel Fox. I always wanted us to sign him. Kind of like an early version of Raheem Sterling. Yeah, so that is that. What Mo Salah wants from a new contract and why Liverpool may still wait. This is written by David Lynch. So, let's see. What Salah wants. Salah is understood to want a contract extension of at least a year. Well, that would be obvious. Which, considering his 350,000 a week wages and hints of decline, is far from a formality. Well, they can't give him a contract extension of less than a year. So if they're going to give him an extension, it has to be at least a year. I don't believe this to be the truth. I don't believe that Liverpool are open to the idea of waiting a year and letting him leave on a free. I just don't believe that's the truth. Why would Liverpool allow a player that they could sell for 100 million to leave for free? It doesn't make any sense at all. And Edwards was against that practice in his first spell at the club. It's one of the things that he didn't agree with Klopp on. Klopp was happy to let players leave for free. Edwards wasn't. And there's just no way he's going to be happy to let Salah leave for nothing. What else is on This Is Anfield? There's an interview with Vitislav Jaros, so that's well worth a read there. Anthony Taylor, who obviously made quite a significant error in the game against West Ham, no matter how much the PGMOL want to paint it as anything other than an error, he's avoided any punishment. He'll referee this season. Stefan Bicetic return plan now clear as Liverpool learn playoff opponents. Let's see. Liverpool's opponent in the last 16 of the Premier League 2 playoffs will be Crystal Palace. And obviously Bicetic is probably going to play for them for the rest of the season, which is the right move. Get him game time at a less taxing level than playing for the first team. Liverpool extend AXA sponsorship deal in a deal worth more than 20 million. So the extension is a It's a 5-year extension to run till 2029. We were previously getting $5 million a year. This is apparently going to be more than that. Now, this piece says it's more than $20 million, but it would have to be more than $25 million if it's an improvement on the previous terms. I don't like us being involved with AXA, if I'm being honest. Don't like us being involved with them at all. But, you know, maybe Spirit of Shankly can put themselves to some use and ask the club to explain why it is that they're happy to be connected to companies that, you know, fund genocide and things like that. On Liverpool.com, there is a nonsensical piece about why Liverpool abandoned Ruben Amorim as big sticking point made clear. This is nonsense based on nonsense that Melissa Reddy said, that Amorim's preference to a back three was a big issue and that it meant a bigger change in style, complete lack of understanding of how the game is played. A back three is irrelevant. Style of play has nothing to do with formation. Amorim's style of football is closer to Klopp's than Arne Slot's. The idea that our squad wasn't very well suited to a back three is nonsense, utter nonsense. But, you know, whatever spin has to be put out there to make it look like the guy we're appointing was actually the top target and not the third choice target at best. It's also worth remembering, of course, that Xabi Alonso, also a back three manager, but, you know, whatever nonsense these people have to say to make themselves feel good. Jordan Henderson's private admission as Mohamed Salah. Jordan Henderson doesn't play for Liverpool, so why the stories about him, I don't know. Liverpool's scouting mission uncovered as sporting director makes transfer admission. Bromby sporting director has offered an update on the future of Japanese under-23 international Yuto Suzuki. He has apparently been heavily linked to the move to Liverpool in recent months. I've never heard his name mentioned in regards to a move to Liverpool. Never once.
I don't need a VPN. I've got nothing to hide. This is what I used to tell myself before I hooked up with LibertyShield.com. Not only is my home internet now fully encrypted, but I can now access all the websites I want, whenever I want, and do so from absolutely anywhere. As a Liverpool fan, I love to know I can now watch every match, regardless of whether it's on UK TV or not. My Liberty Shield VPN makes sure nothing is blocked and guarantees me super fast streaming speed throughout that match. You can get connected right now with their software package, which includes a 48-hour no-obligation free trial and instant access to their apps for Apple, Android, Fire TV, PC, Mac, and Android TV. Or go a step further like I have and get one of their pre-configured VPN routers. These small but powerful devices allow you to easily connect every device in your home to VPN, making it the perfect solution for smart TVs, Mac boxes, and games consoles. Visit LibertyShield.com today and use coupon code AIVPN25 to get 25% off at checkout.
Rousing the Cop claimed that we had scouts there. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. There are other players you would imagine would have been at that, playing in that game, that would be also of interest. Bromby against Midtjylland. So, I mean, who knows? Ex-Liverpool starlet's sad tale after accusing agent of turning him away from boyhood club. Is this Bobby Duncan? It is Bobby Duncan. Yeah. Bobby Duncan got very, very poorly advised by an agent that was in it for himself, in it to make as much money as he possibly could, and convinced this young man to make some really poor decisions. And now, I mean, Bobby Duncan is 22 years of age, and he was last seen playing for a third or fourth division team in Spain. What division are this team in? The fourth tier of English football. He's 22. But like, he was in the Wigan Academy, the City Academy, our Academy. Then he went to Fiorentina and seemed to believe he should be starting for them. Then he went to Derby. I assume Rooney was there at the time. Didn't make the grade there. And was due to go to Plymouth. And for some reason that fell apart. Ended up joining this Spanish team. Played 8 games. Didn't score a goal. Giving him 9 senior appearances because he got 1 for Derby and no goals. And at 22, he's out of football. And nobody was willing to touch him this year. And all of that stems from him having an agent that poisoned his mind and really and truly poisoned the opinion of him from other clubs. What else do we have here? Marcus Rashford apparently is available. There's a piece of Ian Wright, a couple of pieces of Ernie Slot. I really, really hope that there's no truth to rumours of Town Coop Miners. I assume they're just nonsensical. Well, he played for AZ, Slot was manager of AZ, let's put that together and try and make a story out of that. Don't want any part of Town Coop Miners at Liverpool. Thank you very much. Not now. A couple of years ago, before he'd gone to Atalanta, you could have seen it. You could have seen it make sense, but not now. Ranking the worst decisions to go against Liverpool this season by their awfulness. We'll get into that. A couple more pieces on Slot. Any Slot accused of lying over turning down Spurs? Okay. Don't put him above Giggs. Graham Souness is claiming that Ryan Giggs is more of a Premier League great than Mo Salah. Mind-blowing. No takers yet for TV series documenting Jurgen Klopp's farewell season. Just scrap the whole thing. Just scrap the whole thing. Surely they're aware enough to know that nobody wants to watch that. This is Henry Jackson's ranking of the 5 worst decisions to go against us this year. So number 5, he's got the Gakpo incident at the weekend, where Anthony Taylor clearly denied us a goal that absolutely Cody would have scored and should have scored, and there was no reason for him not to score. Number 4, Curtis Jones' red card against Tottenham. Okay. Number 3, Alexis McAllister fouled by Jeremy Doku. Absolutely. Stonewall penalty. Number 2, Martin Odegaard's blatant handball at Anfield, which was just a disgrace. And then number 1 is the worst decision in a long, long time, which is the Luis Diaz goal that was disallowed against Spurs. So, well done, boys. Good process. And yeah, what a mess. On to AnfieldIndex.com, where we have lots of new podcasts coming and plenty of new articles. So we've got 1, 2 pieces, 3 pieces on Ernie Slot, another piece regarding a Dutch journalist slamming the Premier League sort of reaction, I think, to Slot, piece about the AXA deal, and then podcast-wise, there is Media Matters from yesterday with Dave Davis and David Lynch. There is the Stat Me Up pod with Dave Davis and Ben Boxick. There is a Liver Birds pod, which is out now. We have a Under Pressure being recorded tonight. I believe there is a transfer show between Dave and Trev. We've just recorded Scouted. We had a look at the Champions League semi-finals and the championship end of season. And then later in the week, there'll be Rival Recon, another Scouted, Moby on the Spot, Scouts of Tommy's, Minefield, and press conference pods. So lots to come, lots available right now, and I will see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows. Sports Social Podcast Network.